54. Killian. The scent of rain was thick in the air. The storm rolling in from the south, ready to break against the mountains, where it would then dump all the water it carried with it onto the dry ground. If only it had come a day sooner. Finn raced toward him, a full quiver flopping on his back, which he handed to Killian. "You stay here," he ordered his young friend. "If we call for retreat, you head with the rest of the camp to Rotan, understood?" Finn scowled. "I can fight. You know I can." "Not this time." He caught Finn by the shoulders. "You will abide, and if I catch you disobeying me, we're through." "Fine." The word was clipped. The boy's eyes shadowed. "We're ready to move out, sir," one of his men shouted over the thunder. Killian nodded, slinging his quiver over his shoulder. But then, in his periphery, he saw a large winged shape fall from the sky. Turning, he watched the enormous hawk land on the ground, its outline moving like liquid until what stood before him was not a bird, but a man. A man he knew. Neodin? The shifter lived in the north and scouted for Darina. What in the name of the Six was he doing in Rotan? "Killian." The shifter panted for breath, his eyes bloodshot and hooded, one hand braced against a hitching post. "I fell news from the king." His blood turned to ice. "What's happened?" "The blighters overran Hegira's temple," Newton said between breaths. "The king and the royal army have regained control of the city, but the losses were devastating." He couldn't breathe. "The king gave me orders to relay. You are to remain in Rotan and hold the border against the Anuk at all cost. We cannot afford to lose ground against them." The words were nothing but noise. "Devastating?" he repeated. "The healers? All dead." Newton scrubbed at his eyes. "I was there for their last rites. Rows and rows of them. All dead. And Arena is missing." His voice cracked. "Sarek fears her lost." "All dead?" A dull roar filled his ears. The world around him growing brighter and brighter. Lydia is dead. And he'd known she'd been in danger. Known that she needed his help, but instead of being there to protect her, he'd been caught up in Rhea's and Sarek's plots. Had been slaughtering Anuk raiders when he should have been fighting to save everything he loved. Twisting away from Neotin and Finn, he stumbled to his knees, retching into the mud. "She's dead." Dimly, he heard Sonia's voice, Finn's frantic explanation of what was wrong. But none of it mattered. "Killian." Sonia was next to him. "Your pain is my pain. But we must go. The Anuk are less than an hour away." "She's dead." Tears flooded down his cheeks. "I should have been there." Sonia pulled him against her, his forehead pressing against her armored shoulder.
"I grieve for her. She was my friend. But we cannot abandon the living for the sake of our grief. The Anuk come for vengeance, and they won't care that the harm done to their people was at the hands of only Rhea and her minions. All living in and near Rotan will fall to their blades."
"Lydia is dead." He squeezed his eyes shut, seeing her face, seeing those green eyes that had captivated his soul from the moment he'd first set eyes upon them. "You take them in. You leap." "I can't."
"You must."
She pushed him back, then gripped the sides of his face and forced him to look at her.
"We need you. Do not dishonor everything Lydia fought for by giving up now.
Get up." The command echoed in his head. And though he wasn't sure who'd given it, he obeyed. "Let's go." They raced up the steep paths leading into the hills. The mountains forming the border barely visible through the thick clouds. The air streaked gray with the deluge of rain falling upon them. the endless narrow stream beds that wove down from the peaks would no longer be dry, instead filled with debris and water, merging together into rivers as they flowed toward the great washes that drained onto the plains.
"What's the plan?"
Sonya gasped out between breaths, struggling to keep pace with him.
"Pick our ground,"
he replied. "There are two flood paths they have to cross. If we can hold them to the far side long enough for the water to make its way down the mountains, they won't be able to cross. They'll either have to retreat or approach over higher ground, and by then, we'll have our reinforcements." They hurried along the path, the rain overhead turning the rocky ground slick and treacherous. Lightning flashed, and ahead, he saw his men formed up along the high banks of a narrow stream bed, perhaps 8 feet across. It was still dry, but with water flooding down from the mountains, it wouldn't be long until it turned into a raging torrent. Except the water wasn't going to come soon enough. Racing down the rocky trail were hundreds of Anuk warriors, and they were only the front runners of the force headed toward Killian's men. Far more than they could ever hope to hold back. The Anuk caught sight of his force, screaming their war cries as they pulled their weapons. They were here for vengeance for what Rhea had done, and it would take more than rain and floods to hold them back. His soldiers parted, allowing Killian to move to the front of their ranks. Lifting his weapon, he shouted, "Shields!" A heartbeat later, his ears picked up a whistling sound, and the sky turned from gray to black. Deadly arrows raining down. The loud thunks of arrows striking shields were drowned out by the screams where they'd found flesh, and all around him, Killian saw his men dropping. "Archers, loose!" he roared over the sound, lifting his own bow and taking down 3 Anuk. But those coming from behind only leapt over the bodies of the fallen, holding shields over their heads as they sped toward the bank.
"The flood is coming!"
Sonya shouted from where she knelt next to him. And when Killian risked looking upstream, his eyes latched upon a dark mass rolling down the stream bed. Not water, but a monstrous tangle of trees and branches and debris being pushed by the floodwaters. Dark fingers reaching ahead of the main mass like it was some strange sentient beast. And if this stream were flooding, the riverbed Killian and his men had crossed to get here would flood next. They had to get to the far side of it, or his men would be caught between raging bodies of water.
"Retreat!"
he repeated the order, fighting to be heard over the thunder and ominous snapping of branches as the deadly tide surged down the stream bed.
"Retreat to the far side of the next flood path!"
Holding a shield over his head, he caught Sonya's arm.
"You must hold the river, or we're lost. Leave me 10 men to buy you time."
"What about you?"
his friend demanded.
"I'm not leaving you here to get killed."
"Go!"
he shouted, even as he chose those who'd stand with him, who'd probably die with him.
"I'll give you the count of 50, and then we'll follow."
At least his men would.
"Dying isn't going to bring her back."
If only it would. He'd die 100 times over. 1,000.
"You're in command, Sonya. You let these soldiers die because you're busy arguing with me? That's on you."
Indecision rolled across her face. And then she was screaming orders. The Rowanist soldiers moving rapidly backward, shields up against the endless barrage of arrows. 1, 2, 3. He started the count in his head.
"We keep as many as we can to the far side of the stream,"
he said to those who remained with him, and then he pulled his sword. His shield shuddered, already bristled with arrows. Another 30 seconds and the deadly tide of water and debris would fill the banks in front of him.
8, 9, 10.
The front runners raced across the dry bed, screaming their fury as they attacked. Killian met them, hacking and slicing, men falling back into the stream bed only to be replaced by more and more.
18, 19, 20.
Then the flood struck. The Anuk caught in its way were pulled under the nightmarish mess of shattered trees and mud and water, dashed to death before they could drown. But it didn't stop them from coming. In twos and threes, they leapt the 8-foot gap between banks, heedless of the danger rushing beneath them, despite dozens of them falling into the murk. 29. 30. 31. Killian kept fighting, taking down those who made it across even as he saw warriors on the far side lifting felled tree trunks, dropping them across the deadly stream to form bridges, the flood flowing just beneath them as they raced across, where they met his sword. Killian lost himself to the swing of his weapon, the crash of steel, a music accompanied by the roar of the thunder. 42. 43. 44. He thought he would be the only one alive by now. But four of his soldiers remained, fighting, holding their ground, waiting for his order. 49. He silently cursed the gods, then shouted, "Retreat!" As one, they twisted and broke into a sprint, racing down the rocky trail toward the distant river, which would be impassable in a matter of minutes. An arrow skipped off his armored shoulder, and next to him, one of his men dropped, fletching jutting from the back of his head. "Run!" He hazarded a glance backward, seeing Anuk swarming across the makeshift bridges or losing patience and leaping the gap. His men sprinted down the trail, and in the distance, Killian could make out Sonia and her line of soldiers holding the far bank of the riverbed. It was empty still. But upstream, another, far larger flood of debris was surging its way down. "Run!" he shouted at his men. "Get to the far side!" One of them dropped, an arrow in his back. Another tripped and nearly went down, an arrow embedded in his leg. They weren't going to make it. Skidding to a stop, Killian sheathed his sword and unslung his bow. In rapid motion, he picked off the Anuk archers shooting at his men. Only their eyes were visible between the folds of their scarves, but it was enough for him to see when they recognized him, their determination turning to fury. Glancing back, Killian saw his men had reached the flood path, that Sonia's force was helping them across. Another minute and the flood would pass through, and this time, tree trunks wouldn't be enough to cross it. But a minute was more than enough time for hundreds of Anuk to reach the opposite bank.
"Killian!"
Sonia screamed.
"Run!"
Ignoring her, he tossed aside his bow, picking up a fallen shield and drawing his sword. One after another, they attacked, more interested in killing him than getting across, all dying beneath his blade, their weapons clanging against his shield, against his mail, though a few found their marks. His body ached with exhaustion, blood running from his temple and down his wrist. Then a heavy weight slammed against his back. Killian rolled, nearly losing his weapon as he grappled with the warrior. He punched the man in the face, then pulled a knife and stabbed him twice, but it was too late. They were racing past, running to get across the river ahead of the flood, to have their vengeance on Rotan despite there being only one woman within the walls that deserved their wrath. He tried to gain his feet, but another warrior knocked him down, forcing him to fight his way free. And when he lifted his head, the riverbed was swarming with Anuk, shields held over their heads to protect themselves from Mudamorian archers. Sonia was shooting arrow after arrow, fighting to hold them back. But she stopped to meet his gaze, her mouth forming the word, "Run!" He didn't want to. Climbing to his feet, he turned his back, ready to die fighting, ready to die with honor.
"Killian!"
Sonia's voice sounded strangely like Lydia's, and his chest tightened, the pain almost unbearable. All he knew was that wherever she was, he needed to follow. And that path wasn't behind him, but ahead.